This is a picture of my sister in November 1996, 1 month before she committed suicide. My name is Benjamin Hyde. She was 18 that day she decided to hang herself in our upstairs bedroom closet. I was only 14. Until this day, a mystery surrounds her suicide. Today, I'll read from her diary. October 28th, 1996. Richard ignored me at lunch today. We usually sit together at the same table, but he was with all these other girls today. Girls like Stacy Bates. Girls who like the color pink. I thought Richard understood me. I was hurt, and I felt rejected.
Oh, Richard.
I guess he's still upset about the other night, when I told him to leave me alone. We drove home from Dave's band show. He asked me why I was crying, but I was too afraid to let him know. I thought he'd think I was a weirdo. I felt disconnected from him and from everyone. I started crying because I couldn't remember my mom's voice, and then her face, and soon no one will remember me, and no one will survive. My sister was working at the mall near our neighborhood around this time. She was going through some goth phase and was into bands like Death by TV and Lipstick Patricide. After our mother died, Dad moved us to this place called Tanglewood Forest. We thought it would be a place to grow. November 2nd, 1996. When I see people's faces, I realize that I become them, and I am no longer myself. I get lost in all their desires. I get lost in all their fears. They become mine. I start to disappear. I wish my wants and desires could be heard among all the voices. My heart aches to be released out of this body. Richard Berry was in love with my sister. He was this really nice and cool guy. He wore a lot of band t-shirts, and he really liked Sonic Youth. He dropped out of school months after Barbara's death, left town. First, he didn't leave his house. He wrote her a song for Valentine's Day. This is Richard Berry's song for my sister.
Barbara had, don't run and hide, be by my side. Barbara had. Cast my hope for you will always last when I'm too far away from you. I'm afraid to fear, I'm never good to see you still. Oh, you're looking through my soul, Barbara.
Barbara.
November 22nd, 1996. Why do all men believe they're knights in shining armor? Why do all men want to change me or have me change them? Even Richard. He's no different. They want to own me with their love. Love's possession is a woman's cage, disposable to men's rage. I shed my body to become nobody, a fleeting blow in the wind, under the sun's eternal magic. I'm not me, and never have been, Barbara. That is just a name to restrict my thought. I can't do this. I want to transcend my boundaries. She would stand in front of the mirror, comb her dirty blonde hair.
Dear Dad, I figured out I'm no adequate person to live life. These expectations on me I can't fulfill. I'm not a man or a woman, nor a lover or a loved one. Earth is no place for a human being like me. Love, Barbara Hyde.
She stopped going to school. She burned her yearbooks. She burned all of Richard's love letters. She began to lose Barbara, or at least what she thought made up Barbara. When we were younger, we'd play dolls, but we'd reverse the roles. I'd be the woman, and she'd be the man.
Barbara Hyde, I love you.
Barbara Hyde, I love you. I am Barbara Hyde.
I am Barbara Hyde.